Right, if you're ready,
Yeah, let's go.
we'll ask you some questions. The hair's got quite big, though, isn't it?
I know. I'm actually just okay. Our hair's got really, really long. We need to go to barbers. We need to get our hair cut. And the thing about it is that we couldn't like just walk in like any place. I feel like some people are actually really, really scared to cut our hair.
So how high is it now?
Our hair, like right now, I'd say it's like...
I think our hair is like so high. It's about like maybe 20 centimetres. But okay, guys, everyone listening, okay? If you don't know who we are, okay? We're twins. I'm John.
I'm Edward. And together we are John and Edward. And we're basically 18 years old. And we're in this competition called The X Factor. And basically everyone got to know us because of like our personality. And it wasn't all about singing. It was about like getting to know us.
And our group now is called Jedward. But there could be people listening to this who actually don't have a clue.
There could be aliens. It could be like raiding the planet.
You guys were so big. No one is not going to know who you are.
I know, like me and her, like,
it's actually crazy because like we walk down the street and like people you'd never ever think were like into music or know anyone. They're like fun, like Jedward, and then we're like, no, get the taxi.
Because we're always like in the newspaper and everyone's always like asking for autograph and pictures. Like such a compliment to sign autographs and everything.
I think is that you're like, ooh, I'm like all famous, and then like it's really, really cool like when someone asks you for an autograph because it's so easy to do. Like all you're doing is it's like a little, but our two autographs go really well together. Like, they both compliment each other. It's like a little artwork.
Do you feel famous now then?
I feel famous. I feel like me and Ed, like we feel like that we're doing what we're doing, but it's kind of cool that people like kind of observe what we're doing. It's kind of we don't feel famous.
I don't know. Okay, it's actually fun and scary. Okay, when you see like thousands of people turning at like a signing or something, you're like, seriously? Like I can't believe like all these people have their own lives and they're all like living and they're all like thinking about meeting us.
And I feel like me and Ed,
and like girls breaking down, crying, and like in front of you, and you're like, get a tissue.
Like, think of all the stuff that's happened in the last year. It's crazy. We had, like, our single Under Pressure, our other single All the Small Things, and then we had, like, our album Planet Jedward. Like, it's crazy, all the stuff we've done. Like, it's amazing.
And, like, it's crazy to think, like, nearly all these other famous people know who we are as well. It's really, really cool because when you get in contact with them, we're like, yo, Jedward.
You get to meet all the famous people. You get to meet everyone famous.
So you got all this, hubbub around you. I mean, have you got any sort of, like, guest parts coming up on TV shows or anything
like
that?
Yeah, we have a new TV show on ITV2. It's out the 23rd.
It's gonna be called Jedward Home Alone. I always got that wrong. Okay, so basically like we're they got us like this our own place, and then basically we'd stay there on our own, and the fans and everyone like find the whole thing, and then we're just like normal things, basically like really
going to the zoo.
It's a really good opportunity for like everyone to kind of get to know us.
So who's gonna be calling around then to meet you? You're gonna have famous people sort of just popping by and saying hello.
We're gonna have like loads of people in it. What else, John?
Any big names?
Britney Spears.
She's going to come by?
Yeah. She's traveled all the way from America to come and be in our program.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera.
It's a good wish list.
Yeah.
It's a good wish list, I know.
Tell us about All the Small Things then. That seems kind of, it's just like, there you are on X Factor and you're doing all the rapping sort of stuff, and there's Under Pressure. Brilliant. And then this is like, it's quite left field to go for a sort of like an indie sort of rock song.
Yeah, I feel like me and Eric, because we did it on tour, and like, all our fans really like it. And I feel like me and Eric, that we don't really kind of fit under any kind of category. We kind of just
Because like, we're totally universal. Like, there's never like, oh, you can't do that. Because the thing about me and John is that we can do so much different things, but like, no one ever kind of goes, why are they doing that? Because I feel like for me and John is that we can do like loads of different things. Like, basically, we met like last night in our hotel, Good Charlotte, we're staying there. We met all
the big rock bands, okay, who are at the Kerrang Awards. And they all know who me and her are.
That's really cool. So we love that kind of like punk rock kind of like the whole scene, because I feel like they like make their own music. They write like all their songs. I know like our current album, Planet Jedward, it has like covers on it, but like we like write our own material and we write like our own music and everything.
You mentioned
like
the punk thing. Are you going to do a cover of God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols or something like that?
We did, you know, Five Year at the Beastie Boys. Yeah, yeah. We did that on our album.
Yeah.
What else you got on the album?
We have Ghostbusters.
You wake up late for school, man, you're so.
We got Teenage Kicks, by Undertones. We've got Alan Candy. There's really kind of pop songs, and there's like rap songs, and then there's like really kind of just punk songs.
And who picks the tracks then? I mean,
Tracks?
Is it mum and dad or something? Like they just sort of like, I used to love this song. You should do it.
It's actually crazy, okay? Because like basically Louis Walsh like picks like the songs, like some of the songs we've never ever heard.
Walsh picks ballads. He doesn't pick funky.
Yeah, he does.
Tunes.
He knows like everything. Like
he knows all the songs.
It's actually crazy, okay?
But like, we actually picked All the Small Things ourselves because we did it on our tour, and then we thought that worked really well.